It's 9:06 on the first Saturday of 2026. Happy New Year to you all out there, and welcome to the first Saturday Sports Connection of the new year on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. I'm Chad Baker. Down the line, the coach, John Spezia.
Well, happy New Year to everybody. It's been an eventful time here in the islands. Carnival time, and everybody's happy, dancing, and having a great time. I'll have some pictures on Facebook, so you unbelievable event. It isn't like Labor Day Parade, I can tell you that.
That it isn't. You've got a lot of great weather down there, and for a short time here in the last week or so, I was maybe a little farther away from shore than what you were, as on a really big boat to Cozumel. It's nice to get away. It was nice to see, you know, test my ability to get off the leash a little bit here.
Anytime you can get away from what we do, and especially going to the Caribbean. You know, I was in Leon, Mexico about 3 weeks ago doing my three stuff, and it was interesting. I enjoy that part of seeing other parts of the world, obviously. And sharing what, you know, what people think and how their philosophies are. But, you know, Cozumel, that isn't all bad either.
Yeah. It's great weather for it all. And not a single drop of water fell, you know, that wasn't coming out of a pool or a water slide. And so, yeah, it was good to get away and, get those sun-kissed bodies out there.
175. It wasn't 75 degrees, and all of a sudden it was 8 degrees. So.
Right. Yeah. I witnessed that upon landing back at Indianapolis, you know, where, we got to put layers on again. Oh, that's not fun.
Oh, hey, I hope that doesn't happen. I got to come back to 18th or 19th, so that depends if I can get flights out of here, so we'll see.
Yeah, yep, that's the thing, you know, with kind of where we're at in the world, you know. It's and of course, you know, I got pulled back kicking and screaming, of course. So I told my wife, I'm like, I can get used to this very easily.
Well, Chad, you know, next year we can always bring you to the islands, and we do a radio podcast from here, do a little clinic for these guys. They enjoy all that stuff. They've talked about it.
Don't tempt me with a good time, Coach. Don't tempt me with a good time.
That would be a good time you'd have, and your wife. Your wife and your kids would enjoy the kids and all the stuff they get to do. So,
oh yeah, the little one would definitely enjoy it. She loves going to the beach and playing in the water, and there's no loss of that where you're at. So,
yeah.
One thank our sponsors for supporting sports here on Saturday Sports Connection on WITY. A little shorter list this week while we start shuffling into the new year, getting everybody sorted out. Our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best in Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. Good folks over at Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. Good time to get those started on those indoor honeydew projects for the winter. Good folks over at OSF Healthcare, osfhealthcare.org. Check them out online, from urgent care and primary care all the way to cancer and specialized care here in Danville and Vermilion County area. And UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210 back east towards Henning Road. Just hop on the Henning Road frontage road there for your newest NAPA heavy duty truck care center. And that's where we're at here for the week, Coach. We have, of course, what we did heading into Christmas break there. We did a couple weeks worth. So it was a couple of weeks of what was and will be in area sports. And we're going to try to get caught up on that today here, as we did have a lot of tournament time. We didn't have every day filled in either week, as we did have the Christmas holiday in there, the New Year's holiday. But we did have a lot of basketball, and I think we saw some separation with some teams in the standings. There's a lot of teams in the middle, but there's definitely some teams that have stood out, and one of those teams is the 15-0 Westville Tigers.
Well, let me get started, and I'll give these go as quick as we can. And and see if we can get through it and have some time to talk about other things. So here we go.
Let's
ready,
bring it.
Chad?
I'm ready.
All right. In the Winter Run shootout at Westville, the champion was Westville 66 over the Charmin Hilltoppers. We move into the rest of this part. Oakwood over Watseka, PBL over Armstrong Potomac. Man, this was not in the Winter Run. This is just regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Tuscola over Tri-County, Shack Mac over North Vermillion, Park Heritage over South Putnam, and Cloverdale over Riverton Park. The Bi-County at Covington, the championship was Steger over Covington, 72-55. Fulton County over Heritage in a single game. Unity over Effingham. Marshall over Paris, which is a big rivalry. And then you had Oblong, Palestine, Hudsonville over South Vermillion, which is a cross rival. And then you had St. Joe Ogden over the BHARA, 44-39, and the Fisher Bunnies over Park Heritage. That's Fishers, I'm sorry. That's not the Fisher Bunnies, Fishers in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And the Heritage Classic. I'm not going to go through every score there, but I'll go through the finals here. In seventh place, Georgetown over Milford, 49-37, Providence, Crystal Ray over Heritage, Salt Fork or Phelan Academy on a forfeit, and BHR 58, sure, go to Mint 45. And the game against Phelan, Peoples had 56, set a school record, and I'd have to go way back as I saw that scores, individual scores in a game. That jogs my memory.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Tovey, who was played at Westville, had 50 against Rankin. I'm sure if we talk to listeners, I'm sure there's some other people had 50 points, but that one sticks out in my mind. I know that Dennis Graff, when he was at Gibson City, had a big scoring night against Farm, but short time period in the last 10 years, I don't remember anybody scoring over 50 points in this central Illinois area or Western Indiana. So, and he's averaging close to 30 points a game.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do as time goes on. Then as time went on, we get to the Tri-County Holly Tournament. Again, the Westville Tigers, as you mentioned, they're 15-0. Mm-hmm. They won their Winterland Classic. They beat Martinsville in the Tri-County Holiday Tournament. They
were another shot on that whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. Paris over Windsor Stu Strauss. Crispin over Martinsville. That was their second win. Westville over Windsor Strauss. Paris over Tri-County. You know, Paris played in the Topper Classic, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Paris over Crispin. That used to be always a big rivalry, Paris and Crispin. And it was always intense. Way long time ago, there was a guy named Otto Tucker that started at Crispin, then he transferred to Paris, and Paris had a great run in the state tournament that time. Westville over Tri-County, Westville over Paris, Tri-County over Martinsville, Winstrew over Crispin, Paris over Martinsville. Westville on a big score, 87-49 over Crispin, Winstrew over Tri-County. Of course, the Westville Tigers win that. Kanky Holly tournament real quickly. St. Anne, the Cardinals, back up, always a big power. They'd won the state championship several years ago over Armstrong, 52. Armstrong over Piatone. Piatone, I believe, is a 2 or 3A school.
Mm-hmm.
Rantoul over Thornton Fractional North. Armstrong over Moments in the Constellation Championship. Monticello Holly Tournament, which is always a great Holly Tournament. Oakwood Comets struggling. Clinton over Oakwood, 74-42. Tuscola over PBM, Tuscola over Oakland. Tuscola's really been on a roll.
Yeah.
They've really been telling.
If I can seg, Coach, for just a moment here, I was actually looking that up away while we were running through some of these scores here. That is a team that, even though we don't have them as part of our primary or secondary coverage, that lurks just in the background here. Tuscola also undefeated. I was looking at their schedule coming up. And they're gonna, they're gonna run through some gauntlet teams here. They've got Totopolis coming up. They've got At Unity. They've got St. Joe Ogden coming up. So they also have the bulk of their conference schedule coming up. But they are pretty much mowing over all their competition here. I'm looking for even a close score of the games that they've played. They beat Sullivan by 15. They beat Altamont by 11. I think those are probably the two closest games. Well, they did have an 8-point win over Monticello. Those were the closest games they've had. So Tuscola,
they beat Monticello in the championship game, 51-43. I believe they played Salthorpe and held Salthorpe to under 20 points, maybe.
Yeah, 75-28. No, excuse me, 48-13. They beat Villa Grove 75-28. They beat Salt Fork on their home, on the, they're in Catlin, 48-13.
All right, here we go. Next one's at Prairie Central, 45, System Park Christian, 40, the Williamsville tournament. System Park over Lonnie Bluffs, System Park over Roanoke. Those are usually pretty good teams over in that central Illinois area. System Park over Lonnie Central for the Constellation Championship. The Spartans of St. Joe Ogden, 49 over North Lawndale on the State Farm Holiday Channel Classic in Bloomington. Normal U High, 58, St. Joe Ogden, 50 in the Classic. Chicago Curry over Danville, 78-33 in the Pontiac Tournament. Pontiac over Danville, 52. Danville plays two games in the Pontiac Tournament. Unity, the Rockets over Central A&M in the Effingham Tournament, down here part of the woods, Chad.
What's that?
Here's a in your part of the woods,
yeah.
Unity in the Effingham Tournament. The Rockets over the Lawrenceville Indians in the Effingham. Tia Topless beats Unity in a 1-point game, 37-36 in the championship game. That had to be a dandy.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Liberty Christian over Benton Central by 10. Lewis Cass, that's always been a big name when they had the Kitchell brothers. Over Benton Central, Wabash Valley Classic. Park Heritage over Greencastle, West Vigo over South Vermillion. Park Heritage over West Vigo, Greencastle over South Vermillion. Park Heritage over Northview, Marshall over South Vermillion, and Terre Haute North over Park Heritage in a close one, 56-50. Park Heritage, if I remember correctly, that's Rockville and Turkey Run together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clay City Classic, North Vermillion over Owen Valley, Scottsburg. That's a name out of the past, North Vermillion. And Clay City, the Eels of Clay City over North Vermillion, 51-40. Delta Invitational, Jennings County over Seager. Jennings County is south of, south of Indianapolis. Not very far from, Louisville. Seager over Belmont, then Connersville, which is about a 3A school, over Seager, 45. Eminence Tournament, Attica over Seven Oaks Classic, Eminence over Attica, and then Attica over Mooresville Christian. And we head right into girls' basketball.
Well, before we go into that, we'll do last night's slate of action in boys' hoops. It was Armstrong-Potomac over Milford, 70-62. Salt Fork over Chrisman in a squeaker, 54-52. Westville pummels Georgetown Ridge Farm, 66-25. Hedge Schlarman over Iroquois West, 34-22. Crawfordsville a winner over Benton Central, 55-42. Light slate today, Paris host Unity. Normal West at Rantoul. Covington at Benton Central. And Riverton Park at Owen Valley. We kick up with some conference play coming up this week. And a good one to top the VVC slate. Armstrong-Potomac hosting Schlarman coming up here on Tuesday. You'll have Watseka at Chrisman. Sister Park Christ Lutheran at Westville. Georgetown Ridge Farm at Iroquois, Westville, Grove at Heritage, Oakwood at Hoopston area, Salt Fork hosts Milford, Paris entertains Diedrich. That's the moving Maroons, by the way. Rantoul and Muhammad Seymour, Williamsville at St. Joe Ogden, Tri-County at Arthur Oakhaw Christian. You have Unity hosting Tri-Valley, North Vermillion at Crawfordsville, West Vigo at Riverton Park, Covington at North Montgomery. Lost Lake gets back in action this week hosting Martinsville, PBL's at Sister Park Christ Lutheran. Then at the end of the week, you have Sister Park Christ Lutheran hosting Armstrong Potomac, BHRA at Iroquois West, Chrisman at Oakwood, Decatur Christian at First Baptist. You have Danville Peoria, Salt Fork at Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oak Haw Valley at Heritage, Hoopston area at Milford Judah Christian at La Salette, Paris hosts Casey Westfield, PBL at Leroy, Watseka at Schlarman, Tri-County at Cumberland, Sullivan at Villa Grove, North Vermillion at Attica, Benton Central at Twin Lakes, Covington at Riverton Park, Fountain Central at Clinton Prairie, Park Heritage is at South Vermillion. Records, Coach, we got Westville up on top, 15-0. BHRA right behind them at 10-2. St. Joe Ogden, Armstrong Potomac, PBL all with 9 wins. Paris at 8-7. First Baptist Christian hasn't had a game in a couple of weeks. They're sitting at 7-1. Unity, Sister Park, Christ Lutheran, Oakwood, all 7-win teams. As you mentioned, Oakwood having their struggles. They got off to a 6-0 start, I believe, at the beginning of the year.
Yes, and they did.
In their Thanksgiving tournament, and it has been free fall since. You have lost Lett, Schlarm, and Tri-County each with 6 wins. Salt Fork, Hoopston Area, Rantoul, Heritage with 5. Villagrove with 4. Danville, Watsika, each with 3. Georgetown Ridge Farm, Chrisman, Milford with a pair of wins. Iroquois West searching for win number 1. Over on the Indiana side, Park Heritage is 9-2. You have Seager 6-3, Riverton Park 4-4, Fountain Central 3-2, North Vermilion, Attica each 2-5, Benton Central 1-7, Covington 1-8, South Vermilion 0-9.
An interesting one is going to come up at System Park, Christ Lutheran, going to play Westville. And as I watch the scores in the Williamsville tournament, and also in the Watsika tournament before Chrisman, that might be an interesting matchup with System Park at Westville. So we'll see what happens in that game. But I think that's the game if you're looking for something to happen. And Dirk Newcomb from System Park is now the all-time leading scorer in school history. He surpassed Michael McCain, and Carson Dudley surpassed 1,000 points plateau in the Monticello Holly tournament. So just a couple of records along there with you to mention.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So let's switch over to the girls' court now here for girls' high school basketball action. You got the those, coach, or you want me to dive into those?
Just give me a second. Sure. Got them right in front of me real quick. Hold on. There we go. My scrolling is not as good as it should be right now. Girls basketball. Okay. Hayworth Holly tournament. The one we're interested in. Hayworth beats Armstrong Potomac 71-31. PBL over St. Thomas More. And then Arthur Lovington Abbott Hammond tournament. Heritage over Arthur Oakdale Christian. Over Chrisman, 42-30-22. Heritage over Decatur Unity. Those are ones that interested us. Chrisman defeated Eisenhower. There was no score in that one. So the scoring there in the championship game, Arthur Lovington, forget it.
It's Edward a mouthful. Hammond. Yeah.
they can stand
to add a few more towns to their consolidation there.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting if they played Oblong, Hudsonville, and
Palestine, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, going back, that Chrisman gets beaten at the fifth-place game. Harris beats, wins Stu Strasburg. Down the road, it's System Park over GCMS, Iroquois West over Donovan, E-Town over Paris, St. Joe over Charleston, Salt Fork over Tuscola. Brian Russell doing a great job again. Mount Zion over Union, Wetstick and Milford over Centennial. A little bit of a surprise. A 1 or 2A school over basically a full rate. North Main over Georgetown Richmond, Kankakee Valley over Benton Central, North Knox, East Indiana over Park Heritage. Cloverdale, the Clovers over South Main, 7 points. South Main, they haven't won a game in 4 or 5 years. BHR over Schlarman. St. Joe Ogden over Watsika Milford. West Vigo over South Main. The Bi-County at Covington. The Constellation Seager over Attica and Fountain Central wins it over Covington 55-15. Blue Devil Classic. Salt Fork over Oakwood. Seager over Attica. BHR over Hoopston. North Main over Westville. Centennial over Attica. Benton Central over Oakwood. Seager over Hoopston area. Benton Central over Westville, North Main over Oakwood, Centennial over Hoopston, BHR over Attica, and Salt Fork over Westville, Centennial over Seager in overtime, Benton Central over North Main, Hoopston over Attica, Westville over Oakwood, Benton Central over Salt Fork, and BHR over Seager. Ninth place game, Oakwood over Attica, Hoopston area over Westville, seventh place. Seager over North Main in the fifth place, third place Salt Fork, Brian Russell's team over Centennial. That's a big win. And the Benton Central Vikings again. I think they've won it now 3 or 4 years in a row over BHR. in the championship game.
And before we move on, Coach, here, before we move on, I mean, are we a little bit surprised that the dominance Benton Central had in that tournament, especially against teams, you know, we know what Salt Fork brings to the table. We know what PHRA brings to the table. And this, remember, this is a Benton Central team that, I mean, had some girls that were playing in state volleyball tournament, state championship. So they're getting a little bit late start on their basketball season, and then coming out of the gate, they kind of have a very similar situation as what we've seen Sista Park have, where they have a lot of the smaller schools. They have a lot of girls are having a longer fall sports season, and then go right into it again. But just shows that there's some good resilient athletes on that team that is really making it work out for them.
Both County Holly tournament was Danvilleson. They beat Mattoon. Then Galesburg beat Danville 61-20. Effingham over Danville, and Danville beat Charleston. The State Farm Classic at El Paso Grilly over St. Joe Ogden. Paris over Olympia. St. Joe over Rochester. Paris over Normal U-High. Paris over Rockford Lutheran. Camp Point Central over St. Joe. And Paris over Winnebago for the championship. Paris always, they do a great job at Paris.
They do. And you know, important to remember that they have small school and large school brackets there. That's a small school bracket, but that doesn't necessarily mean the competition is less. They usually have some really good quality teams at that State Farm Classic.
Well, here's the classic. I have to go back with the coaches because one wife coaches the junior high program. And then I think they co-coach the varsity program.
Yeah.
And they have it rolling. I mean, it's just a type of system.
And both of them played, both of them were players, you know, and successful, right? Missy came from Hume Shiloh and was a dominant state basketball player there.
Yep, you're correct.
And Robinson, so once they can kind of share, you know, what their experiences were as players, they've got that perspective. It's not just X's and O's. They've been in the action. They've lived the action and know what has worked.
Well, I think what we find, and I've said this even here internationally, it's the system that wins. Mm-hmm. And we see that with Salt Fork. Well, Brian Russell coached the junior high level, and they've been very successful over the last several years. And you had that way before that with Keith Peoples, and he coached junior high girls basketball, then he coached the varsity. And you see that in baseball. You see that with Joe Brazos, and you see it with Greg DeWolf and Milford. Mm-hmm. You can tell me about having great athletes, but when you got the system down, you're going to have those. You'll have a year where you're down a little bit, but for the most part, you're always going to be very, very competitive and very successful because everybody knows what to do, what to expect, and then you're going to have those outstanding years. Well, and you see that with Sista Park, we go through the whole list.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people completely understand that sometimes, that those coaches, if they're down those lower levels and they're doing the foundation, I always say it's the same thing. I said, if you're a kindergarten teacher or a first grade teacher, second grade teacher, they don't pay you enough because that's the foundation of our system. And that's the same way here with the sports. That's your foundation. Once you get the foundation going, and you just build upon that, each brick by brick, and pretty soon you're going to have the consistency and the success you want overall. So, great run by those teams. All right, so Robinson tournament, Robinson over Tri-County, and Tri-County over Casey Westfield. Riverton tournament, Unity over Litchfield, Mount Classic over Unity, and Prairie Central over the Rockets. Auburn over Chrisman in the North Mac, Holly Kingster, Eminence Chrisman tournament. Riverton Park over Mooresville Christian, Riverton Park over Indianapolis Lutheran, and Eminence over Riverton Park. I believe you're going to give the update.
I got some last night's action. Yeah, a couple games last night on the girls' slate of Faith Christian over Benton Central. Benton Central wore out from all the tournament action. They come up short against Faith Christian, 46-41. Park Heritage at the Northview tourney over Greencastle, 56-22. Attica and Providence Cristo Rey off the schedule as I don't believe Crystal Ray is fielding a girls' varsity team this year. Light Slate today, Heritage is at Fisher, Attica at South Vermilion, Lowell at Benton Central. Park Heritage continues in the Northview tourney. This upcoming week, it'll be Schlarman at Armstrong, Potomac, Watseka Milford at Chrisman, Westville at Sista Park, Christ Lutheran, Georgetown Ridge Farm at Iroquois West, Heritage at Salt Fork. That'll be a good one. I don't know that we've had so many of the times that we've been able to say a Heritage-Salt Fork matchup in girls' hoops would have been really good in recent years, but both those teams are up at the top of the records list here in the area. Oakwood is at Hoopston area, Monticello at Paris, Sullivan at St. Joe Ogden, Arcola at Unity, BHRA at Attica, South Newton at Riverton Park. Oakwood will host ALAH, Danville at Mahomet, Seymour, Paris at Mount Zion, PBL at GCMS, Covington at Seeger, Crawfordsville at South Vermilion. Middle of the week, PBL hosts Georgetown Ridge Farm, Watseka Milford entertains Hersher, South Vermilion at Terre Haute North. Thursday's action has Armstrong Potomac at Sister Park, Christ Lutheran, BHRA at Iroquois West, Chrisman at Oakwood, Salt Fork at Georgetown Ridge Farm, Calvary Christian at Heritage, Pontiac at St. Joe Ogden, Watseka at Schlarman. That's Watseka Milford, I should say. Tri-County host Arthur Christian, Tuscola entertains Villa Grove, Fisher at Westville, Attica at Covington, Benton Central at McCutcheon, Fountain Central at Western Boone, North Vermilion at Riverton Park, Southmont at Park Heritage, Seeger at Clinton Prairie, North Central Farmersburg at South Vermilion. Then a lighter slate on Friday, Sista Park Christ Lutheran will take on the Abingdon Avon in the ICC cross matchup at East Peoria. Danville's at Peoria, Georgetown Ridge Farm at Blue Ridge, Casey Westfield at Paris, St. Thomas More at PBL, Bloomington Central Catholic at Rantoul, Pontiac at St. Joe Ogden, Illinois Valley Central at Unity. And girls' records that we have here for the week, Coach. Salt Fork and Heritage. I failed to mention, Heritage does, I believe, have a co-op with Academy High out of Champaign. It's a smaller upstart school. Both those teams at 13 wins. Salt Fork 13-2. Heritage Academy 13-3. Paris is at 12-2. Sista Park Christ Lutheran at 10-1. Watseka Milford 10-2. St. Joe Ogden 9-3. BHRA 9-4. Rantoul 9-9. You have Tri County in there, which they're again a pretty good program. Right there, you talk about programs and instilling programs. That girls program Tri County, they've had a couple Final Four runs here in recent history. They're 8-2. Iroquois West is 8-7. Hoopston area 8-9. They have Armstrong Potomac. Wade Rogers taking over the reins this year and continuing that build up. That's a 6-6 team at this point. Georgetown Ridge Farm and Unity each with 5 wins. First Baptist Christian, Danville, PBL, Oakwood all with 4. Westville with 3. Schlarman and Chrisman 2. Villa Grove 0-7. They're not playing out of conference. They're only playing conference games this year. On the Indiana side, and perhaps surprising, Coach, that we see some really good girls basketball being played on the Indiana side of our listening area. Fountain Central 13-2, Seeger 11-5, Benton Central 10-4, Park Heritage 9-4. Then you have Riverton Park 7-6, North Vermilion with 5 wins, Attica and Covington each with 3, South Vermilion 0-11. Combined between the boys and girls, South Vermilion has not seen a win this year.
And I don't think won the last 3 years, I don't think.
Yeah, it's been rough and rocky travel there. We do need to take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into boys and girls wrestling. We've got some bowling. We've got some DAC sports on the way as well. When the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Where in the world can you find bottle cappers? At the big box store? No, sorry. How about pressure cooker repairs? New leathers for that old hand pump? Where are you going to find a million and one items you need every day but can't find at the Super Mega Store? Latos Hardware is the place. Mower blades sharpened, window screens repaired, and if you're a do-it-yourselfer, Latos Hardware has the materials and know-how for your pet project. Have a cup of coffee while you shop at Latos Hardware in Westville.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app. Chad and Coach back with you. It's time to check in for the first time in 2026 with Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. You've probably heard about body cleanses. OSF ER physician in Urbana, Dr. Andrew Zazada, says, don't believe the hype.
When you put stuff that's not really regulated, you don't know what you're putting in there. And if you take other medicines and start mixing it, you're not doing yourself a favor.
Dr. Zazada says body cleanse products with silica and diatomaceous earth are ones to avoid.
Causes a irritation of the lung, which can be permanent and cause scarring of your lung. Cause you to become more and more progressively short of breath. That's called silicosis. It's similar to what coal miners get when they inhale coal dust. People die from silicosis annually. But there's been a few studies that show that it lowers cholesterol, but then at the same time, we don't know what else that patient may or may not have eaten because it was a poorly designed study. So was the silica responsible or was it dietary? We simply don't know.
Dewormers are also not legit, he says. If you really do think you have an internal parasite, see a doctor. Bottom line, Dr. Zazada says, our body removes waste and toxins naturally through our liver, kidneys, and bowel movements. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For podcasts of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. We wish you a happy and healthy holiday season. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. We'll have another episode coming up next week. Let's dive into boys wrestling for this past week here, or past couple of weeks. Going back to the Cumberland School and Crossbones Tournament, Oakwood Salt Fork was runner-up to Althoff. BHRA finished 20th, BHRA Armstrong Potomac. Unity Invite was won by Olympia. Unity finished 5th. Hoopston Area Milford 11th. Clinton Invite, it was won by Orangeburg Latham. Clifton Central Iroquois West was just 2.5 points behind. 3.5 points behind. Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm placed 3rd, so a good invite there for some local teams. Grand Tool placed 11th, but Metamora Holiday Wrestling Classic won by the host team. St. Joe Ogden was the runner-up there. Twin Lakes Invite, Benton Central runner-up to South Bend Riley by 3.5 points. North Vermilion Round Robin Tournament won by West Vigo. They go 5-0. Paris and Danville each go 3-2. North Vermilion Fountain Central each 2-3. South Newton 0-5. The Russ Hessler Invite at Greencastle won by the host team. South Vermilion Park Heritage each go 2-3 on that day. The Bloomington Bo Henry Classic, Riven Park placed 10th. You had Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm get mowed over by Muhammad Seymour and by Cole City. Those are two pretty top programs there. BHRA Armstrong Potomac at the Bishop Mack fight the Irish Mega Duels goes 1-3 with their lone victory over Piatone. The Witco Matt Kuntz Duels, Attica goes 2-3. They knock off Heritage, Indiana, and North Miami. They lose to North Miami as well in the duel. And then they also lose to Oak Hill and Tippecanoe Valley. Lincoln Floyd B. Memorial Invite. Danville places 23rd there. The big one of the last couple of weeks was the Abe's Rumble, Petersburg Porta in Pool B. Clifton Central Iroquois West goes 1-3. And Pool C, Oakwood Salt Fork goes 4-0, knocking off the likes of Beardstown, Roxana, El Paso, Gridley, and Stillman Valley. In Pool D, you had Unity and Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm in there. You had Unity going 3-1. They would lose the match that was determined who would win Pool D to Reed Custer. Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm would lose to Reed Custer and then defeat Litchfield and Farmington. Pool G, St. Joe Ogden goes 1-3. Pool J, Hoopston Area Milford goes 1-3. That set up the different brackets there. In the gold bracket, Oakwood Salt Fork won 5th place over Olympia, 41-29. Roxana knocks off Unity, 54-27 in the 11th place bracket there. Bronze bracket, you had Clifton Central Iroquois West placing third, knocking off Mount Carmel. You had Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm placing ninth, defeating Leroy. And Hoopston Area Milford lost the 13th place match against Quincy Notre Dame. In the copper bracket, St. Joe Ogden wins the first place in the copper, knocking off El Paso Gridley. Lafayette Jeff Willie Holiday Duels Tournament. Seeger goes 4-1. They would lose to Lafayette Jeff, knock off Maconaqua, Rossville Faith Christian, and Mishawaka Marion. Benton Central would play 16th at the Connersville Spartan Classic. In day two of the Willie Holiday Duels, Seeger goes 3-1, knocking off Tri-West, Lafayette Jeff Team B, Lafayette Central Catholic, before losing to Clinton Central. Yesterday at the day, Decatur Unity Christian Christmas Duels, this is day one action. BHRA Armstrong Potomac goes 3-2, Rantoul 2-3. At the IHSA, the clash in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Park Hill, or Unity, loses to Park Hill, Missouri, and to Delta, Ohio. In that one, though, that continues today, as does the Decatur Unity Christian Christmas Duels featuring Rantoul and BHRA Armstrong Potomac. Paris is at the West Vigo tournament this week. You've got St. Joe Ogden and Warrensburg Latham at BHRA Armstrong Potomac for a triangular. Clifton Central Iroquois West hosts Ottawa and Prairie Central. Oakwood Salt Fork welcomes in Mount Zion GCMS Fisher. Fountain Central hosts Crawfordsville. North Vermilion at North Central Farmersburg. Paris is at Marshall. Then the big one Thursday out at DAC, which we'll be on with. That'll be Vermilion Valley Conference meet. The odds-on favorite likely will be Oakwood Salt Fork. But you've got Landon Bala of BHRA Armstrong Potomac that is hitting the mat hard right now, doing some damage out there. So that will be some eyes on him. Hoopston Area Milford and Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm also going to do battle there in Mary Miller Gymnasium Thursday. We'll be out there for that. Me and along with Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial agent out at Fairmount, who is the presenting sponsor of that broadcast this year. St. Joe Ogden hosts Leroy, Clifton Central, Iroquois West, Oakwood Salt Fork head to the Princeton invite next weekend. On girls wrestling action, at the Landfear Joe B. Memorial, it was...
Hello.
Are you there? Coach? Somebody's playing the news out there in the background there. Lamphere Joe B. Memorial, it was Belleville West winning. It was Oakwood Salt Fork placing 14th. Paris knocking off Clifton Central. Paris placed 16th. Clifton Central Iroquois West was 20th. Rantoul 22nd. The Metamora Holiday Wrestling Classic. It was Galesburg winning. St. Joe Ogden placed runner-up. Kokomo WrestleMania Girls Super Conference Tournament won by Benton Central. Kokomo placed second. You had the Greencastle invite won by the host team. Bradley Bourbonnais Boilermaker Battle won by Triad. Clifton Central Iroquois West placed 14th. Rantoul placed 17th. Oakwood Salt Fork was 21st. Benton Central Knockout Park Heritage in a head duel. Jacksonville Crimson Girls invite won by Collinsville. Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm placed 5th. Unity 11th. Rantoul tied for 13th. And then you had the Beech Grove Girls Holiday Classic. Franklin Central won that one. Benton Central placed 6th. Then today, you've got the Bolingbrook Tourney for Clifton Central Iroquois West this upcoming week. IHSAA Regionals for girls wrestling, as those will continue coming up later in the week. We mentioned that girls wrestling had their sectionals yesterday on the Indiana side. At the Crawfordsville sectional, it was Terre Haute North winning. Fountain Central was the runner-up there as a team. Terre Haute South third, Crawfordsville fourth, Sheridan fifth. A whole slew of area individuals advancing from that Crawfordsville section. I'll go through the names here where they placed in the weight class. And we have that posted on our website, WITYradio.com/sports. Covington's Amber Drum and Fountain Central's Amira Wells. South Vermilion's Raylan Swinford. Covington's Alexia Lustig. Fountain Central's Ruby Deal. Caitlin DePew. Riley Deal, Jaden Larkin, Savannah Richardson, all from Fountain Central. Park Heritage's Reese Benjamin, Lydia Perkins of Fountain Central. Riverton Park's Shelby Lightgable, and Riverton Park's Kirkley Mulligan, all advancing to regionals next weekend as individuals. at the Lafayette Jeff sectional yesterday. Benton Central was the team win with Hunter 66.5 points, Harrison second, Seeger third, McCutcheon fourth, Twin Lakes fifth. Area individuals advancing from the Lafayette Jeff sectional to regionals. Attica's Aubrey Barkoviak, Benton Central's Sophia Zarate. You had Seeger's Ryan Fink. You had her teammate Emily Green. Benton Central Sydney Groves. Seeger's Emma Winder. Aubrey Bates. You have from Seeger, Benton Central's Juliana Sibre. Seeger's Adelaide Valencia. Benton Central's Isabel Sayer. Sienna Holscher of Benton Central, Madeline Peterson of Benton Central, Seeger's Cadence Lyons, Benton Central's Cecilia Fisher, Benton Central's, I missed a name there, so I need to get on that to find out who that was. Attica's Avalon Martin and Seeger's Kirsten Knight. So congratulations, all those girls that are advancing to regionals on the Indiana side for girls wrestling. Coach, you watching television back there or something?
Look at that.
Gotcha. I can hear you, but I've got something funneling around. You've got like two screens going on at the same time.
Is that better?
That is much better, yeah. So, but then it sounds like is there a radio or something in the background? If you could see what I see, folks, I've got Coach on like three different screens popping up here in the studio. So,
oh, there you go. You better?
There, that's much better. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We have a little bit of bowling to talk about. Not a ton. If I can go back here before the break, Morton Potter invite won by Danville. 59-67, Morton plays second, Hoopston area 8th, Unity 12th. And coming up this week in bowling, you've got Danville at Unity, Hoopston area at Lincoln, Pana at Danville. And girls bowling, it's Danville at Unity, Danville at Taylorville, Danville hosting Bloomington. And in DAC sports, Coach, men before the break knocked off Malcolm X 74-63, women lost to Malcolm X 85-55. Then today, you've got Danville area, men's women's doubleheader, men hosting Wren Lake, women hosting Lakeland, women this week at Kaskaskia.
Well, that's a big, Wren Lake coming in is a big deal. Wren Lake is probably one of the Division II teams. They've beaten 7th Division 1 down there, John A. Logan, and I know the Jay Harris, my good friend at Southwest Community College, beat them, but they've also beaten other teams, so It's going to be a dandy for these two. That'll determine something. And them and Parkland are one of the two better teams in Division II basketball, along with, you know, the traditional Kirkwood and Des Moines area. And so you'll see some of those teams be in the national tournament.
Absolutely, absolutely. Other notes here. As Coach mentioned earlier, Dirk Snukum, now the all-time leading scorer at Sista Park, surpassing Michael McKean. Not that Michael McKean. I don't think this is the guy that played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley, right?
Okay. No, his dad was a coach at Sista Park for a long time. Then he went on and played at LA Wesleyan, I believe, and had a pretty good career at Illinois Wesleyan.
Was the tall one, I'm dating myself. It's been years since I've watched Laverne and Shirley. Was the tall one Lenny or was the tall one Squiggy?
I don't remember.
You're not a Laverne and Shirley guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Carson Dudley surpassing 1,000 point plateau. He's a junior at Oakwood. He did that against Tuscola in the Monticello Holiday Hoopla tournament. Of course, it wouldn't be basketball season if we didn't mention Keeson Peoples doing some damage on the court. He broke the BHRA single game scoring record, 56 points in the Blue Devils victory against Phelan Leadership. You mentioned that earlier. That was a mark that was set in 2002, and he beat it by 14 points.
Well, in the case of teams, how they're going to guard him and Bismarck, I've talked to several people since that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to decide to guard everybody else, let him do what he needs to do, or you're going to do like I think Milford did. They came and doubled him every time, and made him pass the ball to somebody else and made the other guys try to beat you. I mean, you got two choices. I guess you could, some people box and want him maybe and put somebody on him. But he's good enough at 6'3", strong enough at this level to get to the rim, and he's got a little step-back jumper. I mean, he's put his time in. He's been playing since he's a freshman. I believe he's going to Mankato State, which is a good choice. Mm-hmm. Coach Morton Thaler was at Parkland for a while, and his dad used to be coach at Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, and Western at one time. So they've won the Division II championship. And it's a good place, especially the way that college basketball, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. You know, he can go there, and who knows, he has a pretty good run his freshman sophomore year. With NIL stuff, he can move to Division I, a.k.a. Our guy at Illinois, that's done the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break when we come back. Coach will give us the wrap-up for the week when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood. Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chat coach back with you. And coach, what's shaking?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us, we've had a break off with 3-on-3. We're done with that now, and I did a report on that, but we have College DuPage coming here on Monday, hopefully travel Rangers go, and they play 3 exhibition games here, which Coach Kuhn, I've known a long time, was past president of Coach Association, so we hopefully maybe he gets to 4 teams next year. But anyway, going back to the thing that I've seen, John Calipari came out and mentioned about what's going on in college basketball. I want for the fans out there to reiterate that. I don't want to forget about Indiana beating Alabama and Roll Tide stuff. So I will say that and what's happened in Indiana. But the basketball portion of it is interesting, because now a guy could actually play in the D League, come back, and sometimes I think there's one guy that's even played in the NBA some and come back and go to college if he's got a couple years of eligibility left. So and here's the good and bad of it. Before, you had Calipari saying the one and done guys. Well, he did that. Okay. If you go back and follow what Calipari's done at UMass, and then he was at Memphis and so forth. I'm not going to say he's Mr. Saint and Mr. Clean Jeans, but what I am going to say is that he makes a point. You know, where do you go with this? It basically is the pro league now, because you're paying these guys. And my question, and it has been at the beginning of this. And a guy transfer portal, you're moving from school to school. So are you going to get a degree? It's impossible. I don't see how you could possibly do it. So that's one he brings up. He proposes let's say a coach changes and you don't like the situation, so you transfer. You got one time transfer. Otherwise, you got to sit out if you decide to transfer again. I think what we see with college basketball, which is okay, I think if they are getting paid, you're going to see them stay 4 years because you're going to make more money than they would if they played overseas or anyplace else. That's what we see. I would say if that's the positive of it. I don't like them moving from one team to the other, because now it becomes, hey, if I don't like it, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try to make more money someplace else. That was never the intent of college basketball to start with. And again, I mentioned about Peoples. He could go to Mankato State or Division II. He has a year or two. assume they spent all the time with him. And he said, okay, I'm going to go to, could be Illinois, just like Humacast. He was at an NEI, goes to Evansville, now he comes to Illinois. He's making $150,000, $200,000, whatever he's making. And he's going to make that, might make that overseas, maybe. He's not an NBA player. So where does this all stop? And where is the eligibility situation in all this? That's my question, Martin. You know, obviously, if you go to Division III, that's pretty much what we're talking about. And I see that in Europe. I can tell you this, NBA is going to expand to Europe. So there'll be an NBA Europe, there's already an NBA Africa. And there'll be, look down the road, you heard it from me, but I have some contacts with people that you're going to see. There'll be an NBA Europe, and then you'll have truly a world championship, because you'll have the teams in Real Madrid and Paris and Spain and Italy and England, wherever may be the case, and you're going to see them have that function, and then there'll be a really truly championship. You already have the forms of it now with the cup play and all that. That all comes from Europe. You see the influx of European players that have played, they're in the NBA. In fact, I think the last couple of years, the MVP has not been an American. He's been an international player.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at the whole process, I said it's people. If you take the European Union, those countries, and you put all those good players together from the European Union, and you play the America, USA, I'd say we'd have a hard time. We had a hard time beating Serbia. And basically just said, you know, Serbia's not a real big country. People forget that even England is no bigger than Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see a whole change of basketball coming up. And do not be surprised. We could see the disappearance of high school basketball as we know it as such and like it used to be.
And I think that's kind of where a lot of the questions are going to go next is, okay, once we've basically – quote unquote ruin college basketball, turning it into a professional league, and it's every sport in college. I mean, it's football's dealing with the same thing right now. I'm sure it's only a matter of time before, like, you know, the spring sports follow suit as well, and it becomes a job. It doesn't become a recreation or a way to further yourself or to build leadership skills. It's okay, who can I assemble to put rear ends in seats to sell merchandise and to, in college, get people to come to my institution. So, you know, and you know, that right now, you know, I think, you know, anybody that loved the historical nature of college football that's disillusioned with it, those could be high school's game. But I think with all the travel teams, that's something that we'll run into it eventually as well. Don't forget, we've got the wrestling tournament coming up on Thursday. Me and Coach will be back next Saturday. We'll dive into a lot more then. Coach, enjoy your week, buddy.
Hey, it's Caribbean. Can't beat it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll definitely see you back here next Saturday morning for another Saturday Sports Connection. Have a good week.